President and CEO of Metairie Bank, Ron Samford, joins us on WWL. Ron, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Scoot. Nice to be here.
You know, I had a great time yesterday talking about Metairie Bank. And, you know, Metairie Bank may have a specific image to anybody who doesn't know. But I remember the first time that I met you was in the WWL studio. And you were coming in to talk to me about a program about how Metairie Bank helps underprivileged children and less fortunate kids get an education. And that was my first introduction to you. And it's something that we really need to mention about Metairie Bank, that Metairie Bank really does help the community and it helps those who are underprivileged. And you guys do a great job with that.
We really do. That's high on our list. Education generally, Scoot, community enrichment is so important to us. And I remember that interview as well. And Each One Save One is still a great organization that mentors mostly inner city underprivileged kids and through volunteers, and we have a number of our employees who do that. I've done it myself, and it's a really worthy cause and a worthy organization.
Well, it's a very admirable thing that Metairie Bank does, and I know that that banks, you know, do what they can to give back, but Metairie Bank has specifically targeted a lot of people that you would not necessarily think Metairie Bank would target. If you think Metairie Bank is just a bank of, you know, old Metairie money, you would be mistaken, because you're very active in the community, and the community even beyond Jefferson Parish. So I'm proud of that.
You bet, and we are too. And yes, we're the entire greater New Orleans area is our marketplace. So and we're proud to do that. That's what we think community banks ought to do. They ought to help enrich their communities.
Ron, here's what I've heard. The economy in Jefferson Parish is booming. You know, I had to go out to Metairie yesterday, and, you know, I see a lot of cars out there, especially if I go on a Saturday. I mean, the lakeside is crowded. Parking lots are crowded. Jefferson Parish seems to be doing fine. The bars are going to be open in Jefferson Parish, but closed in New Orleans. What kind of impact is this going to have on the city?
Well, I certainly don't think it's going to be good for Orleans Parish, Scoot, and you're right. Jefferson Parish is doing well. Sales taxes in Jefferson Parish are actually up over where they were before the pandemic. So it's maintained its retail sales base. It's a very different economy, really, than New Orleans. But I've been listening to your program. The fact that the bars are open here, they're open across the lake, they're open in St. Bernard Parish. I can't imagine, as an outsider, coming to New Orleans and renting a hotel room and saying there's not a single bar open in the city, I'm just going to sit here and watch TV. So I think they're going to venture out into the outlying parishes for sure.
And then I guess this could make closing the bars in New Orleans kind of a moot point. If instead of being in a crowd in New Orleans, you go get in a crowd in Jefferson Parish, which, by the way, I don't think it's a good idea. And anybody that goes out in Jefferson Parish or crosses the parish line, or you live in Jefferson Parish or St. Tammany, St. Bernard, St. Charles, wherever, if you're going to go out, wear a mask, social distance, and be safe, for God's sake. But if you're going to just go get in any crowd, then you might as well just be in a crowd in New Orleans.
That's so true. I mean, isn't it all about personal responsibility, really? I mean,
yes.
The state gives us the guidelines, and we are intelligent enough and have our civic freedoms that we're expected to act on them and be good citizens. And if we all did that, maybe we'd get through this a lot quicker, for
well,
sure.
I agree, and I've often talked about that, and I know that not everybody agrees, but it's not so much the bars being open. It's what people do when the bars are open. And nobody understands how alcohol can make you do stupid things more than me, because I have done stupid things in my past because of that. Sometimes I've done stupid things sober. But anyway, I understand that it can break you down a little bit, but you have to set in your mind that even if you get intoxicated or seriously buzzed, that there's certain things that you're going to do or not do, and not let the alcohol guide you at that point.
Sure, that should be top of mind, for sure. I feel really badly for the bar owners, especially in the quarter, but everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen reports where they expected over this, you know, the 5-day Mardi Gras weekend to make a month worth of their revenues, and now a week before the event, they're going to be shut out. And I have to say, from what I've seen and heard, those bar owners were complying with the rules. They were distance at their tables inside. They had the outside seating area, and they're not responsible for enforcing the laws on the streets. That's what the city, yep. That's what the parish should be doing. So
that's the sad thing about this, Ron, is that there were a lot of people following the rules, and there are a lot of neighborhood bars, excuse me, that could have been following the rules, and they're getting busted just with this blanket closure of all bars. And I think sometimes bureaucracy doesn't know how to do things selectively. It's just either all or nothing.
That's very true, and I think this was a very heavy-handed and fairly late approach, frankly, on the part of Orleans Parish with this kind of action.
Ron, it's always good to talk to you. President, CEO of Metairie Bank, Ron Sanford, our friend on the show. And again, just I'm so proud of what Metairie Bank does for this entire region. And when people are looking for a bank to do business with, they really need to remember that about Metairie Bank.
They really do. We'd love to have you come in and see us.
All right.
Thanks so much, Scoot.
Ron, thanks.